Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. Today, Tayo Oviosu, founder and CEO of Paga, on how technology is transforming the financial services industry in Nigeria.
The beauty of having a population where about 54% are below the age of 33 is then that we can focus on the youth in using these services, and they get online and, you know, they're more comfortable. So the transition for them going fully digital is actually going to be easier.
More than 2 billion people worldwide are without bank accounts. Only 1 in 3 adults in sub-Saharan Africa have access to any type of financial services. But financial technology, commonly known as fintech, is changing that. Tayo Oviosu is the founder and CEO of Nigeria's leading mobile payment platform, Paga, which is quickly bringing millions of unbanked Nigerians into the banking fold. I sat down with Oviosu after he joined in a panel discussion on digital financial inclusion during the IMF World Bank spring meetings in Washington last April. So what has been the impact of mobile banking in Nigeria since it was introduced?
So mobile banking and mobile payments in Nigeria really came into the market in 2012. So it's been about 4 years, and there's been a lot of progress, and there are two sides of this progress. So one is the banks themselves taking their services mobile, and we're seeing a lot of good adoption of, from banked customers. There are about 28 million people who have bank accounts in Nigeria, and they're, you know, some of them are now using mobile banking. Or mobile payments, like what we do, where we now have 6 million customers who are using our services to perform transactions on a daily basis. We have a network of about 11,000 agents, and those agents are using our internet platform to perform transactions on behalf of customers. So the impact has been bringing financial services to the mass market and into every neighborhood and community. And the transactions process, we've processed about 31 million transactions. Last month alone, actually, we processed about 1 million, which is just fantastic, right? So we're in a really fast pace of growth.
So I listened recently to an interview that you did back in 2012.
Okay.
When it was getting going. And you had like, he asked you the question, how many subscribers do you have? And it was something like about 100,000.
Sure.
And you were hoping to maybe triple that within the year or something.
Correct.
And now here you are at the fund talking about digital financial services, you know, as an authority. How does that make you feel?
It's really great to be recognized, and it's a real honor, right? But it's truly the team. We have about 200 people who are very passionate about what we do, and who just pour their lives into doing this, because we all fundamentally believe that if we are half as successful as we imagine, and we're very creative people and imaginative people at Paga, we'll make real impact on lives, you know? And so it's really cool to see some of my best experiences in the last few years have been like being in a restaurant and overhearing people talk about how they're using Paga. You know, it's very fulfilling. It's the most fulfilling part of what I do, is knowing that our work is having a real impact on people's lives, whether it's the 11,000 agents that we have. Like I mentioned at the talk, our top agent for the last 2 years has 3 kids in the U.S. that she actually provides for from this business. It also puts a burden and a really, you know, on making sure that the lights are always on, which I see as my primary job, because it's also a business that requires a lot of capital, right, to make it work. And so I'm very grateful to the partners that we have that, you know, support that, people like the Omidia Network, Goodwell, at Level Capital. They really just support what we're doing, and the Acumen Fund. So that's also very, very rewarding to see them do that.
So it is, I mean, it's not only a business opportunity, but it's a development issue, right? I mean, will there be a day, do you think, where your company or a company like your company today will be obligated to provide these services to everyone, regardless of the potential profit margins?
That's a really good question. I mean, I think, first of all, it is a development issue, right, in terms of multiple facets. So first, in terms of job creation, access to finance, And then also monitoring trade and what's going on. So it's been very interesting to me that when the IMF does its annual survey of Nigeria, for the last 3 years, they've chosen to speak to us whenever they do a survey of Nigeria. And the first time I remember asking, why did you pick us? And they said, actually, PAGA is a measure of economic activity in the country because you allow people to perform a variety of transactions. And it just shows us what's going on. And over the last year, that really came true to me because even with the macroeconomic situation of Nigeria, we still doubled in transactions. So it got to show that, so that was a good sign of showing there's still economic activity going on in Nigeria. Like, so now would we be obligated to provide services to everyone? I mean, I think we want to provide services to everyone. So I don't even think it's about whether we're obligated. And we think over time, the cost of those services will go down. Mm. And we expect that to happen. Mm.
So as a private company, to what extent do you rely on policies or policy decisions that governments make? I mean, in terms of infrastructure and stuff that your business depends on, banking regulations even.
Yeah. No, we depend a lot on regulation because we're governed by the central bank. And so we actually play an active role in helping shape regulation. And, you know, and making sure that our voice is heard. In fact, you know, last year I decided to also run for, and I successfully won the chairmanship of our association so that when I'm speaking to the central bank, it's not just from a PAGA perspective, they have to also look at it that I'm speaking on behalf of 22 other companies as well, right? And because we're the leader in the space, the 22 other companies also, and I think this is why people elected me, is that believe that I would have their best interest in mind because we've gone further ahead. And so we know the challenges that people face. But yes, we're very much impacted by decisions made both at the central bank, but also by the government. And this year was the first time the Nigerian government actually included me as PAGA in their quarterly meeting with business leaders. So the president of Nigeria has a quarterly meeting with business leaders, and this year was the first time, you know, they invited. So I think even the federal government is recognizing the role that we play in a critical aspect of their vision to get financial inclusion to all Nigerians.
Yeah, that's quite a privilege.
Yeah, it is.
So do you think that your business would have been as successful had it not been for the demographics in Nigeria? I mean, there's so much youth. And do you think that mobile banking or financial technology will help provide more young people a means to make a living in the future?
Yeah. It definitely will provide a means to make a living in the future. I think the way on the first part of the question, I mean, I think the way I sort of think of it is that the problem we're trying to solve is not new. It's existed for all of time, and I break it down to a key exchange problem.
The problem being
how do you pay and get paid?
I see. Yeah.
And then how do you deliver financial services, right? Mm-hmm. But in the first one, in terms of how do you pay and get paid, it's existed for a long time, and we exist beyond all of us, right? And the answer will always evolve and always change. So I sort of think of that as saying, okay, on that problem, depending on the market you're in, your solution's slightly different, right? Now, on the financial services side, I think the not just the demographics, but the fact that the banks had not reached the mass market and they don't have the actual physical branches to do so gave us the opportunity, right, to go after that business. Now, the beauty of having a population where about 54% are below the age of 33, and that's expected to stay that way for quite a long time, is then that we can focus on the youth as well in using these services, and they get online and, you know, and they're more comfortable. So the transition for them going fully digital is actually going to be easier than for adults who more likely would just want to go to the agent and use the agent for their services.
So your business has legs.
So the business has long legs.
And users of PAGA, do you collect data? I mean, do you help create some kind of credit history for users?
We will. We don't yet, But we will. We're working with an analytics company out of New York that is going to really help us do the analytics on our platform. And over time, because the platform is seeing a lot of things. So, for example, the Paga platform knows that I, Tayo Viosu, on the 26th of every month, perform 6 transactions because I've set up a recurring payment for 6 different transactions. I get paid on the 25th and the 26th. All these transactions take place.
That's good data.
Right? That's good data, right? It knows, and it knows exactly what I'm paying for. And that also brings responsibility, right? So as an example, the World Bank was in my office about a month and a half ago. And spent about 2 hours with us talking through consumer protection. And, you know, they're working with the Nigerian Central Bank to advise on what they do. And so myself and my head of risk, you know, providing them ideas on what they should do, because we see the responsibility that that also poses, right, is that we're collecting a lot of stuff. We have to think of privacy, and we have to think of what's the right way to handle this data. And we want to make sure, talking about your question about regulation, that the regulations correctly influenced, right, and balanced as well.
So you don't want regulation to sort of negate the benefits of the technology.
Correct. Yeah. But we want to make sure the regulation does protect people.
Thank you very much.
No, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
That was Tayo Oviosu, founder and CEO of Nigeria's leading mobile payment platform, Paga. You can watch the webcast of the IMF World Bank seminar on digital financial inclusion at imf.org. And if you like this podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes or on your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts.